SBS Radio.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday said Afghanistan was in the throes of yet another chaotic and desperate chapter in the country's history. Addressing reporters on the escalating violence across the country, Mr. Guterres said Afghanistan is spinning out of control. The UN chief lamented the worsening humanitarian situation with fighting concentrated in urban areas.
Even a country that has tragically known generations of conflict, Afghanistan is in the throes of yet another chaotic and desperate chapter, an incredible tragedy for its long-suffering people. Afghanistan is spinning out of control. In the last months alone, more than 1,000 people have been killed or injured from indiscriminate attacks against civilians, notably in Helmand, Kandahar, and Herat provinces.
Mr. Guterres says civilians will pay the highest price.
Continued urban conflict will mean continued carnage, with civilians paying the highest price. I call on all parties to take heed of the conflict's heavy toll and its devastating impact on civilians. They all must do more to protect civilians. I remind all parties of their legal and moral obligation to take all measures to protect civilians. Directing attacks against civilians is a serious violation of international humanitarian law and amounts to a war crime.
Since Friday, the country's second and third largest cities, Herat in the west and Kandahar in the south, have fallen to the insurgents, as has the capital of the southern province of Helmand, where American, British, and NATO forces fought some of the bloodiest battles of the conflict. This comes as the first forces of a Marine battalion arrived in Kabul at week's end to stand guard as the U.S. speeds up evacuation flights for some American diplomats and thousands of Afghans. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said elements of a battalion were now in Kabul, the vanguard of three Marine and Army battalions that the U.S. was sending to the city by the end of the weekend to help more Americans and their Afghan colleagues get out quickly.
Three battalions are preparing to move from their current locations in the Central Command Area of Responsibility to Kabul. And they consist of a Marine battalion that was already pre-staged in the region and has lift, sustainment, and support capabilities. Another Marine infantry battalion from a Marine expeditionary unit, and a U.S. Army infantry battalion.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that there could not be a military solution in Afghanistan. Mr. Johnson made the comments after an emergency meeting on Friday on Afghanistan. The situation has deteriorated, Mr. Johnson says, before explaining the UK was working to ensure its embassy staff and Afghan nationals who worked with the British returned to the UK as part of a pullout.
Well, as everybody can see, the situation in Afghanistan has deteriorated, and as I said in the House of Commons a few weeks ago, we could see this coming for some time, and we'd have to make preparations to pull out, and that's what's going on now. That moment has now come. So in the course of the next few days, we will see the vast bulk of UK embassy staff officials come back, and we'll step up our efforts to bring back those Afghans who have helped us, helped the UK, helped international forces throughout the last 20 years.
As this happens, thousands of Afghans and other travellers fled the country on flights from Kabul International Airport. In Australia, Afghans are pleading for the federal government to help. Hundreds marched to state parliament in Adelaide on Saturday, protesting for more action as others across the country remembered relatives already lost in the recent violence. Alyssa Al-Aid was one. She's not an Afghan, but Syrian, and feels an affinity for the people of Afghanistan who have suffered in many of the same ways as the people of Syria.
I'm here to support my Afghan friends in their journey to get justice for their people. We're standing here in front of Parliament House. The place for justice is the place where laws are made, it's the place where justice is made. And we're protesting for Afghanistan, for the injustice, for the killing of women, children, and everybody.
Zeynep Kazeni has family in Afghanistan. She told SBS News she is disgusted by what is happening there.
I've seen so many of my families running away from the city, and it makes me feel disgusted to see them running away for their lives, for their safety, but the government can't do anything. I haven't had much contact with them because there is not much internet, there's not much, they don't have their phones with them, but we hope they're the best for them. We hope for their safety.
That fear is reverberating across Australia. In recent weeks, several hundred left homeless by the violence have camped near a Kabul orphanage run by Sydney-based Afghan-Australian Mahbuba Rawi.
This is not fair. The world putting blind eyes for Afghan people. This is not fair. We are human beings like all other human beings in the world. Our children, like I saw the dead body of this 2 years old, lying on the ground, nobody even pick up the body. Afghan people suffer, but no one care. This is how we feel as an Afghan community in Afghanistan, an Afghan community in Australia. It's enough is enough. Don't make us their political agenda. And when there's a time for election, they wanna make themselves look good, but with the price, our people pay the price.
The Australian government is being urged to help alleviate this human catastrophe. Human rights groups say a one-off special intake of refugees should be considered. Graham Tom from Amnesty International says Afghans on temporary visas in Australia should not have to reapply for asylum every 3 years.
Surely this is the time to acknowledge that that is a nonsense and that we need to give these people an avenue to permanency. And in the short term, there should be a moratorium on any visa processing for Afghans in this country. They need to have some sort of certainty and stability while they work out what's going to happen to their family and their future.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.